Sheffield Farms. Hello. I don't know. The man just says, guess who? Yes, it is the game Guess Who, and your host is Sheffield Farms, who also bring you that delicious new Sheffield cream, cottage cheese, and other fine dairy products. And now let's all give a welcome to our genial Sheffield Quizmaster. A welcome sight these days. 300 pounds of beef on the hoof. Happy Felton!
I don't know. Everybody makes remarks about my size. Yesterday I stepped on into a drugstore, got on the scale. It shoved a reducing pill down my throat. Oh, well, I'm not going to worry about it. They say that money is the root of all evil. Nuts to the roots. I want some of that good old green stuff on top. Frankly, I don't know what I'm going to do. Price of living going up $4 a quart? Have you tried to buy steak lately? It's really tough getting a steak. In fact, it's tough after you get it. I went in a butcher shop and they charged me 50 cents just to let me pinch a porterhouse. All I could afford for breakfast today was a glass of water and a toothpick. I wanted to have a cup of tea, but our tea bags haven't come back from the laundry. Oh, it's always fun to give away Mr. Sheffield's money here on Guess Who. We have seven contestants from our audience who are going to try to guess the voices on the various recordings we're going to play. They'll win oodles of boodle and a batch of scratch. A winning guest takes us first 10 silver Sheffield slugs, and a losing guest gets $2. But either guest is signified by... stow that dough in the old Sheffield milk payola. The big bulging bottle contains $95 so far and more to come. And at the end of the stuff and nonsense, all contestants will get a chance to toss up the old milk payola for grabs. What's more, we have an alarm clock set to make the welkin ring when some contestant at the mic least expects it. That's when he or she will win Joe. That's when he or she will win what, Joe?
Happy, a beautiful Waltham wristwatch. The first American watch, the watch that keeps time beautifully.
Oh, Waltham! Joe, call from up here. What's on first, Abbott?
We want you to meet Bob Schellenberger of Oakley, California, and the United States Navy.
All right, Bob! How are you, young fella? How old are you?
19.
Oakley, California, where is that?
Oh, that's about 60 miles from San Francisco.
Really?
Yeah.
How long have you been in the Navy?
About 15 months, since a year ago last June.
My brother was in the Navy. He was in charge of the captain's bridge. Every night he put it in a glass of water. Are you married, Bob?
No, I'm not.
Ah, it's too bad. I wanted to introduce you to my wife's old maid sister. She's a lovely girl. Her name is Drip Grind. She has the only face that ever completely baffled Helena Rubinstein. Bob, I'm going to play a little game here right away with you. Mr. Sheffield will give you a bright, new, shiny thing here, a dollar to be exact, if you will answer this. Who's the Vice President of the United States?
There isn't any.
You're so right, give him a dollar. Can you explain that?
Because when the President dies, the Vice President takes over. Why, there isn't a Vice President.
But who would serve if we needed one?
The Secretary of State.
And who's the Secretary of State for another dollar?
Marshall.
You're right, give him another one. All right, you're okay now. Do you keep up with sports, Bob?
Oh, pretty well.
You ever play football?
Yes, sir.
How do you think Army will make out with Navy this year with Blanchard and the rest of them out?
I think Navy's going to win.
Think Navy's going to win? All right. Did you ever play football, Bob?
Yes, sir.
What'd you play? What position?
Tackle.
Where, in high school?
Yes, sir.
I used to play football. In fact, everybody in my family plays football, even our cat. Last night, the cat was out playing, made 6 yards. You have a girl, Bob?
Well, I think so.
You were laughing with me. Bless your heart, brother. You think so? Where is she? Back in Oakley?
No, she lives near there.
You mean it's smaller than Oakley?
No, it's bigger, but it's a little bit further away.
How far away from Oakley?
About 40 miles,
How'd you used to get up to see her?
Oh, drive.
Did you ever have to bum your way?
Several times.
Did she ever get mad at you?
Several times.
Back in my courting days, I had a beautiful gal. She sure got mad at me. I'd take her along when I'd take long rides in the moonlight. Me on my bicycle and she running along beside me. Bob, what do you want to do when you get out of the Navy?
I think I'll go right into college as soon as I get out.
Where would you like to go to college?
Well, I think I'll go to College Pacific first and then on to University of California or maybe University of Oregon.
You like that coast, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Here's $10 to help you on your way if you guess who. We're going to play a record for you, Mr. Navy. We want you to listen to the voice of a famous orchestra leader. He made this record a few years ago when he was singing with another fella's band. 10 silver Sheffield dollars, if you guess who. Play it, Gene.
Got to date with an angel. Got to meet her at 7. Got a date with an angel. And I'm on my way.
I know, yeah, you know. Who is it?
That's Skinny Ennis.
Skinny Ennis now playing up here at the Astor Hotel. What band was that he made?
Hal Kemp.
Hal Kemp's band. That was grand. Take the $10, my boy. 2 extra for guessing right on a couple. Stand by for the jackpot. Thank you. Wasn't he a nice fella? Well, Bob. Very charming lady stepping up here. She's worried about whether to bring up her bag or not, so she decided to leave it down. You were the one that was worried about your husband watching your coat, weren't you?
No, I wasn't, but the people sitting near me thought I shouldn't leave it all by itself, and I had to reassure them that he would take care of it.
You mean the coat would get lonesome?
I think they were worried about something.
What's your name, please?
Elizabeth Reamer.
Mrs. Reamer?
Right.
And where do you live?
Bloomfield, Connecticut.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, happens to be, shall I say, a brick top, a redhead.
You may say it, but it doesn't sound flattering a bit.
It doesn't? Oh, I like redheaded gals.
Well, not when you call them brick tops.
Well, what does your husband do? I'll get out of this subject quick. What does your husband do?
My husband's a designer.
He had designs on you, didn't he? Well, I'm even anyway. All right. Tell me this now. When I said tonight when I picked out a lady, and there were very many charming ones here, I said I wanted a redheaded housewife. Now, do you ever get kidded a lot about being a redhead?
Well, people will call me red, but I get accustomed to it after a while.
Do you think that redheads have hotter tempers than other people?
Mr. Felton.
I just asked a silly question. I shouldn't have done it. Well, I'll try to make you feel at home, Mrs. Reamer. Do you know that every morning at 9 o'clock, I'm a redhead?
That deserves a... Why are you a redhead every
morning? Thank you very much, Mrs. Reamer. My shower bath gives out rusty water. She played straight woman for me very nicely here, didn't she? All right, Mrs. Reamer, where do you live?
I just told you, Bloomfield, Connecticut.
Bloomfield, Connecticut. How far is that from New York?
Well, according to the way we drive, it's about 150 miles, but normally it's about 120, I think.
How do you explain the extra 30 miles?
We make little mistakes in routes.
You do? Do you argue with your husband when he makes a mistake in the route?
He doesn't make them, I do.
You're in the back seat?
No, I tell him we should turn here, and we shouldn't, but we do.
Have you ever been right?
Yes, I was right once.
Mrs. Felton, if you're listening, listen to this, will you? How long have you been married, Mrs. Reamer?
Oh. Oh, this is embarrassing.
And how, you mean he's here?
Yes, he's right. Wait a minute.
Hey, Bill.
Thank you. 4 years.
4 years.
No, it isn't 4 years. It's almost 4 years.
Almost 4 years.
Yes, it'll be 4 years next December.
Have you ever had any really big scraps with your husband?
Well,
or just hundreds of little
ones? No, not very many really large ones, but if you add up a few of the little ones, I suppose it would amount to the same thing.
All married people argue, Mrs. Reamer. What do you argue mostly about?
My getting places on time. I don't.
You don't?
No.
Well, has he been able to solve that for you?
Yes, he simply arrives and waits for me.
He waits for you. I don't know. When my wife and I got married, we agreed that I was to take care of all the little problems. My wife's to take care of all the big problems. So far, no little problems have come up.
Oh.
Mrs. Reamer, we want you to play Guess Who with us.
I'd love to.
I'm sure you would. She's a very charming lady here. Now, I want you to relax and listen carefully. I want you to listen to the voice of one of Hollywood's finest actors. He's made many, many pictures, and you'll get many, many silver dollars if you guess who. Here we go. A Hollywood actor.
At the time I speak of, I kept a public house in Bristol. For seafaring men is wanted a fire and a glass of rum to warm their salty bones. I was little good for the sea myself, having lost my left leg in a skirmish off the coast of Madagascar in 62. To be sure, I could skip around with the aid of a crutch. But my days in the mizzen shrouds were over. Long John was sent ashore.
He does sound familiar, doesn't he?
Well, yes.
This
but that
man was
help.
Born. I'll give you some hints now. Hold on. This man was born in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and one of his finest roles was in a picture called The Long Voyage Home. Did you see that?
No.
Maybe you saw Gone with the Wind?
Yes, I did.
Well, Gone with the Wind, for instance, was written by a woman with the same last name.
Thomas Mitchell.
Thomas Mitchell. She got it. Is that what gave it to you, the Mitchell?
We got it, Mr. Felton. We got it.
Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Reamer. Give her the $10 and do stand by for our jackpot. Thank you very much. Joe, come on up here and start talking, boy.
Well, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. Somehow we got around to the subject of milk. And I asked what brand she bought, and she came right back with, does it make any difference? So far as I can see, milk is milk. Well, it's true. So far as you can see, all milk looks alike in the bottle. But in Sheffield milk, there's a big difference you can't see. A plus value that's mighty important to your health. And that's its quality and purity. You see, milk is one of our most perishable foods. One careless movement can endanger its purity and delicate flavor. Well, I just wish you could see how vigilantly Sheffield milk is guarded to protect its purity and quality, the great care and attention that goes into even the smallest details. For example, Sheffield has its own special washing and sterilizing solution. And this solution is tested 3 times every day to make sure it's up to Sheffield's high standards. In fact, Sheffield makes 34,000 laboratory tests and checks every day, many of them exclusive with Sheffield Farms Company. That's a whale of a lot of work. But Sheffield insists on every single test because it means extra protection, your assurance of getting the finest, purest milk you can buy. So for 34,000 reasons that add up to extra value, always ask for Sheffield.
Thank you, Joe, and make way for a fellow who evidently is quite a card. He was clowning around here in back of you during the commercial. How are you, mister? What is the name?
Herman Doolittle.
Herman Doolittle.
Yeah, I do. But I do very much. Leave it to me.
Well, I hope you do lots up here. Mr. Doolittle, where do you live?
In Boston, Mass.
Boston, Massachusetts.
You happen to know my wife? I think she knows you.
What's her name?
Lena.
Lena Doolittle?
She's funny. She looks funny. Oh, she's wonderful.
She thinks she knows me? Sure. And how long... What is your business, Mr. Doolittle?
Oh, I'm a retired...
You're a retired
what?
Yeah.
Gravedigger.
A retired grave. What is the depth of the average grave, Mr. Doolittle?
Oh, you know, the old saying...
No, I want you to tell me. We're very interested.
About 8 feet.
About 8 feet?
Mm-mm.
And what is the name of the gadget that lowers the people into the grave?
Oh, they laugh.
Mr. Doolittle, you're not a retired gravedigger, are you?
Sure.
Uh-huh. Now, you're stuck with it, or do you want me to go on?
No, don't go on.
Don't go on. What do you do, Mr. Doolittle?
Huh?
What do you do?
No, I do little. I do nothing.
You do nothing?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that your right name, Mr. Doolittle?
That's right.
All right, I'm going to give you a chance here now to earn some money. There's an old saying, early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Do you believe in that?
Yes, I do.
What time do you usually go to bed?
Oh, on an average, 9:30.
9:30? That's what time right. Do you usually get up?
6:30.
6:30.
That's right.
You rest well?
Fine.
You look very well rested?
Fine.
I'm sleepy myself tonight.
I feel sorry for you.
I have a rubber mattress and I have to pump it full of air. Last night I had a blowout.
Ooh.
Me and my sharp toenail. I want to ask you how long you've lived in New York.
New York? Why they laugh?
They seem to know you here.
Well,
I personally don't.
I travel a lot.
You travel a lot?
That's right.
And you're just visiting here in New York.
I just come back lately. From St. Petersburg.
St. Petersburg?
That's right.
St. Petersburg what?
Florida.
Florida, you get caught in a hurricane?
I was there in...
Mr. Doolittle,
tell me, where were you
born, Mr. Doolittle?
In New York.
In New York.
That's right.
And have you ever lived in Boston?
Yes.
Well, I'm from a very small town, Bellevue, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being honest about it. It's so small, we don't even have a depot. Did they have a depot in Boston?
Sure.
They do? Bellevue used to have a depot, but you know how farmers like to whittle. It got knocked down a little bit. Mr. Doolittle, I think you were trying to kid me a little bit, but I'm going to give you a chance to play Guess Who with us.
Go ahead.
I'm going to give you a chance to guess a man. By the way, I want to tell you about this. We had a very interesting letter this week. A letter from a little girl, it looks like, from the writing. Her name is Jane Alpert of Manhattan, and she says, "My daddy made this record about 20 years ago, and would you play it because somebody may know him?" Now, I happen to know him, and I hope you do. For 10 silver Sheffield dollars. I'll give you some more hints later, Mr. Doolittle. Play the record.
My honey and I, we're friends again. And I'm flying high. I broke out of...
You can prove in a minute to me if you tell me you're really from Boston, because this fellow started in Boston. He was a great hero up there. Oh, yes. He started lots of stars on their way to fame. He's a former band leader, and now he's a wonderful MC. Made that record about 21 years ago for Columbia. Now at the Queen's Terrace out on Long Island, the finest nightclub out there. Joe and I and a bunch of us went out the other night to look at him. Wonderful show. Roosevelt Avenue and Woodside, the Queen's Terrace. And he's a star, and all the ads are in all the papers. It isn't Mickey Rooney. Mickey. The cowbell beat you to it. I think he almost knew it at that. Mickey Alpert is now the star of the Queen's Terrace show, and he's been well known here in show business in New York and from here to the coast many times.
I should know it, too.
You should know it, that's shouldn't right. you? Well, Mr. Doolittle, you can go out and see him there at the Queen's Terrace. Here's $2 for Triumph. We'll add the other $8 to the jackpot. Thank you very much, Mr. Doolittle. And now let's have this very charming lady come up here. What is your name, please?
Mrs. Coleman. Billy Coleman.
Mrs. what?
Billy Coleman.
Coleman, that's an unusual first name. Is that really your first name?
Yes, it is.
And what do you do, Mrs. Coleman?
We make fishing lines. The Gladding Line Company.
You make fishing lines?
Yes.
Gladding lines?
Mm-hmm. South Otselic, New York.
Where?
South Otselic, New York. Means Plum Creek.
South Otselic? I thought maybe you lived in a Pullman car or something.
No.
Where is South Otselic?
About 40 miles from Syracuse.
40 miles from Syracuse, and you make fishing lines? Now, wait a minute, you're right into Joe and my subject. That's, we love to fish.
We like to fish.
Gladding lines?
I know I've used them.
I know I have.
Good.
I wonder whether Joe has. Tell me, how do you make a fishing line? You say you make them.
We manufacture them. You make the freshwater lines are braided, saltwater lines are twisted.
And is there a different machine that makes them that way?
Yes, I mean braiders. Different kinds of braiders make different kinds of lines.
Well, how did you happen to get in a business like that, Mrs. Coleman?
Well, it was in my husband's family's business, and after he died, I started in it. Tending braiders.
Well, how far back does this go? How long has your family made fish?
131 years. It's the oldest and the largest fish line company in the United States.
Well, I think that's very interesting. Gladden your hearts, but it doesn't gladden the fish, huh?
No, but
that's
it catches
a bad
them.
Pun. Forgive me. I'm sorry.
The lines really catch them.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
I like to fish. I'll have to look. I know I've had gladding line. I'm not quite sure about it. How do you make, do they make them out of nylon mostly?
Well, nylon and silk and linen.
Linen?
Cotton.
I understood they use flax in them.
Well, that's linen. You make linen thread from flax.
Oh, I beg your pardon, of course. Shows you how stupid you can be. Well, there's one thing I would like to tell you. I understand that a fish and a young bachelor need the same advice. Keep your mouth shut and you won't get hooked. Now, Mrs. Coleman, tell me this. How many miles of fish line would you say the Gladding Company makes every year?
Oh, about 150 million.
150 million miles?
That's right.
Well, that's very interesting.
We send them all over the world.
You do? All kinds of line? How thick do you make them?
Well, I think the largest one is a 72 thread that would test a...
Well, you're getting me involved now. I don't know much about
that.
I don't
know. 200-pound test line.
How thick would it be? Could you guess?
Smaller than a pencil.
Smaller than a pencil. Well, this is very interesting to have a real businesswoman up here talking to me. Do you think more wives should go to work and take over their husband's jobs?
Well, they'll like it.
They will like it? Do you think that with women... You were forced into it. But you think women would like taking over men's jobs?
No.
You don't? You think it'd ever cause a war between the men and the women because of... Well, I'm glad to get a little advice. My wife's sister's taking over a man's job. She attends barber college. Comes home and shaves me 12 times every evening. I'm her homework. Mrs. Coleman.
How well does she do?
Mrs. Coleman, I still would like to know more about fish lines, but we really don't have time to talk anymore. Gladding fish lines. I'll remember that when I go to buy them. Mrs. Coleman, we want you to play Guess Who now. We're going to play the voice of a famous woman. A woman who had... some people might consider it a business. Some people would say not. But she died a few years ago. I think you'll recognize her. 10 silver Sheffield dollars if you guess who.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come, come, come. Like chiming bells at evening tide, this word rings out all through the Bible. Come in Genesis. Come in Matthew.
She was quite famous on the West Coast.
Amy Semple
McPherson. She knew it right away. Very good. Had you ever heard her? Have you ever seen her?
No.
10 silver dollars for guessing her voice. There you are, Mrs. Coleman, and stand by for the jackpot. A very charming lady. Thank you, Mrs. Coleman. Here comes the Army. Move up here, my boy. How are you? Tell us your name, where you're from, all about yourself.
My name is Earl Major. I'm from El Paso, Texas.
El Paso, Texas. Right down near Mexico, huh? Mexico?
Just about.
Were you born there?
No, I was born in South Carolina.
Born in South Carolina, moved to El Paso?
Yes.
And how long have you been a soldier?
I've been a soldier almost 7 years now.
As a soldier, I won't go into any embarrassment here with Earl. He's a very handsome young fellow, and he's wearing a tremendous amount of decorations, which I... Well, we're going to decorate you with something else, my boy. As long as the clock rang now in that good Texas accent, you read this card and tell him what you just won. Because if you didn't know about it, it should be a surprise.
A Waltham wristwatch.
A Waltham wristwatch. What else does it say about it?
First American watch.
The first American watch.
The watch that keeps time beautiful.
The watch that keeps time beautiful. I think you'll like it. That's all yours, Earl. Very nice to see you.
Thank you very much, sir.
It's a beauty, isn't it?
Certainly is.
Tell me, as a soldier, what's your opinion as to the best way of preventing another war?
Well, I think a large army to keep people from jumping on us.
You think a large army will keep some people? My brother was in the last war. One night he came face to face with an enemy, so my brother lifted up his gun and he let him have it. He didn't shoot, he just let him have it. He didn't want the gun. Earl, are you married?
No, sir.
You have a special gal?
No, not particularly right now.
Do you want to get married?
No.
You don't?
No.
Tell me why.
Well, that's the last thing a soldier needs is a wife.
Last thing a soldier needs is a wife.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, I had high hopes when you told me you were single. I want you to meet my wife's old maid sister. She's a great believer in natural beauty, Earl. No powder, no paint. She just looks mildewed. Let's play a little game here with Earl. I want you to win a Sheffield silver dollar. I have one for you if you'll tell me the answer to this. A month ago, President Truman was a pollywog. Last week, he became a shellback. Why?
Because he crossed the equator.
Exactly right. Put that dollar in there for him, will you? Earl, have you ever tried to write anything? In school or any place, did you ever write a story or a play or...
Well, only school compositions that I was forced to write.
You were forced to write. You have no desire to be a writer?
No.
That throws that joke out. Let's play Guess Who. All right. Your Guess Who is going to be an orchestra leader who's been in the forefront of American music for many years. We'll play one of his records and you'll have the Sheffield 10 if you'll tell me who it is. Guess Who. How old are you, Earl?
27.
27. That record was made about 28 years ago, so I don't see how you could possibly guess. This fellow started an awful lot of fellas on the way to fame. He's a fiddle player. I'll play a record, one of his newest ones coming up here. Do you want to play it for me, Gene? Here's a newer record. By the way, Joe, do you think kids today are smarter than they used to be?
Well, I couldn't say, Hap, but I do know that mothers are smarter because they're seeing to it that the youngsters get more milk. And that's mighty smart because milk is such a swell health builder. In fact, now that they're back in school, spending more time indoors, it's more important than ever that they get at least a quart of milk every day for extra energy, strong bones and teeth, and glowing good health. And say, mothers, make it Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk. The youngsters love that smooth, creamy, delicious flavor. It's easier to digest, too. And remember, for extra protection, a full day's supply of precious vitamin D is added to every quart of Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk. Keep plenty on hand for mealtime and in between times. Ask for that good Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk.
Thank you, Joe. Here's a very charming young lady here. What is your name?
Donna Walsh.
And where do you live?
Well, I'm originally from Culver City, California. Right now, it's 65 West 100th Street.
You're living in New York City.
Mm-hmm,
well,
with my pappy and my mommy.
Well, that's fine.
Right now, I'm very happy to see them.
Well, that's grand. You're just visiting back here?
That's right.
What do you do, Donna?
Well, originally, when I was working in New York, I was a cigarette girl at the El Morocco in New York.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
She's a very pretty girl. Tell me, how often do you visit the beauty shop?
Never.
You never do?
No.
Why? Is it too expensive?
Well, I just don't get out in time to get there, that's all. I just happen to be a lazy person at heart.
And you don't like to go to a beauty
No.
parlor? You wouldn't like to sit under those hot dryers?
No, never, never.
Will you pick up all the
happy,
gossip?
Happy, please.
No?
I like to be happy, too.
Well, now, you're a working gal. Do you think you spend too much money for clothes?
No.
Do you think women should be paid equal wages with men?
Why, sure. Of course.
Now, what about cosmetics? I want to talk to some gal that really wants to give me honest answers. Have the prices in cosmetics gone up the same as meat?
Indubitably.
Indubitably.
Westerner.
You mean it costs more for a cold cream, lipstick, and all that stuff?
It sure does.
I can't understand, gals. Mm-hmm. They'll spend half an hour putting their lipstick on. I'm going to tell this anyway.
Why, sure.
No, I'm not either. Let's play out here. Let's play a record for you, dear. The joke wasn't worth it. We'd like to play for you the voice of a young lady who, in the last month or so, has become a top recording star. Last month or so. Oh. If you know your records at all, you'll have no trouble at all winning the Sheffield Silver. Here we go.
Feel the fussing and the fighting. Sometimes it gets to be exciting. Don't like them ornery neighbors down by the creek. We'll be plumb out of neighbors.
Well, they're trying to tell you from the audience, you know.
I didn't hear it.
You didn't hear it?
Uh-uh.
Well, she spent over a year at the St. Regis Hotel here. She was a great hit. They call her the Park Avenue Hillbilly. Feudin', a Fightin', and a Fussin' is the name of that record, and it was named after a one-hoss wagon. Her last name, a one-hoss wagon. Dorothy Shea. So sorry you didn't know that. So many tried to tell you. Well, here's your $2 for trying, and take a shot at the jackpot because you'll have a good chance at it right now. Thank you very much. Now, folks, come on. We just have a few minutes. I wish you'd look close. It's milk payola time, and the pail is bulging with $111. Right here is where we play three records for our contestants. And tonight, in the title of each of these records, is the name of an American railroad. You have to get all three to win, and if there is a tie, we split the money up. Remember, listen to the music. Write down the name of the railroad as in the title of the song. No peeking now. Here we go, number one. That's number one. You must have all three of them to win. Write down number two because we're going to play it right now. Here's number three coming up. Three railroads. You must get all three to win. Play it for me, Gene.
App will be right back with the Pay All the Winners. Say, here's a smart way to stretch that food budget. Serve more milk in cooking and as a beverage. It's your best buy because milk gives you more food value for less money than any other food. For delicious flavor and extra value, always ask for fine Sheffield milk.
Joe, we have three winners tonight. I'll give you the answers first, then I'll tell you who they were. The Pennsylvania Polka on the banks of the Wabash, the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe, Isabel Kopak, who didn't get on the show tonight, Earl Major, our soldier, and Elizabeth Reamer. They split it up. This is your Sheffield milkman, Happy Felton, saying good night, everybody.
Joe, let me remind you of the by Sheffield Farms, a division of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.